Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we've all heard about the dangers of vaping amongst young people in particular, and last year the government banned their sale to the under-18s. But in recent weeks, some schools have begun writing to parents about the use of snus amongst secondary pupils, a new and worrying trend. These are nicotine pouches. They can be twice as strong as cigarettes. They're placed between the lip and the gum. Now, they're popular amongst some TikTok influencers, also Premier League football players, but it's hard to detect if someone is using it. Paul Crone is the director of the National Association of Principals, and he joins me on the line for more on this. So Paul, your organisation, you've raised concerns about this, have you?
Yeah, we have raised concerns in relation to this, and we thought we had beaten smoking, and then vaping had taken over in schools, and there was huge concerns around, I suppose, critical incidents where it might be more than nicotine in the vape, and there were a number of critical incidents. So schools have kind of put their heads together. They are tackling vaping and they're clamping down on it. And now this new trend has emerged where maybe students have an addiction to nicotine, maybe they don't, but they there's no way to detect. The student has this small little pouch that sits up on their gum. No way of knowing. It's not like the old days where you were sucking a sweet or chewing gum and the teacher would see that and they would ask you to put it in the bin. This sits on your gum and it remains there, and you wouldn't know that the student had it in their mouth or was using it at all. And it's impossible for schools to regulate that.
And is it resulting in a change of behaviour or some disruption in the classroom? What are the effects of it?
Well, the effects are unknown at this stage. First of all, we assume that it's nicotine. It may not be, and that it's unregulated. So we are hopeful that it is only nicotine, but there is a huge fear that there could be other substances in that, and students may have an adverse reaction to that. But the longer term impact of that is the addiction to nicotine results in irritability. It results in kind of argumentative, and it affects concentration. So this is a relatively new, I suppose, instance, and we don't know what the long term impacts of it are. We have a webinar on the 16th of November for principals and deputies in partnership with the HSE around vaping and the nicotine and these surges, to try and inform schools and work in partnership with the HSE to say, look, we don't know what this, the impact of this, but what we do know is that it's very worrying, and it needs to be tackled.
Okay, and we know that, as I said, some schools are writing to parents now to warn them about this, are they?
They certainly are, and we will be calling on the HSE to issue a health advisory notice around the vaping and around these nicotine pouches to facilitate and allow more schools to open up that conversation. There is a fear, I suppose, that if you open a conversation with parents that it creates the impression that, oh my God, there's an epidemic up in that school. But it's not that at all. But if the HSE would issue that health advisory notice, that particularly for under 18s, it facilitates schools to have those conversations, to educate parents, to educate their students, and hopefully have a community-wide approach to trying to cut this out.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Crone there from the National Association of Principals. I want to bring in Alicia Drummond, who's a therapist and founder of Teen Tips and the Wellbeing Hub for Schools based in the UK. And Alicia, you've done some research on this. You've spoken to over 200 schools. What have they told you about how widespread the use of this snus is?
Hello, Claire. Well, I think all of the schools that I've spoken to about it have said that they're aware of the nicotine pouches, that most of them have come across young people using them, but they're not talking about it being a kind of supposedly epidemic in the same way that vaping has become.
Mm-hmm. But they are aware of its use in schools. When did you first come across it? When did you first hear about it?
Well, actually, we first came across it in October 2022, and one of our schools rang up, and they were kind of really concerned because they'd found these little pouches of white powder, and they didn't know what they were, and they were concerned that it might be cocaine or something. And we did the research and discovered what they were. And, of course, we're using the name snus to describe them. That's what all of the young people talk about, snus this, snus that. They actually should be called nicotine pouches because snus was the original product used over in Sweden to encourage people to give up smoking, and it was very effective for that. But snus has tobacco in it, whereas these don't have tobacco. So certainly under UK and I think Irish law as well, they don't fall under tobacco law because they don't contain tobacco. And that's the problem because, of course, you can't sell tobacco to anybody under the age of 18. You can't buy tobacco for under 18s.
But interestingly, I had a look this morning online, and a lot of these nicotine pouch companies are owned by the big tobacco companies. So, you know, there is a relationship there. So the issues then that the teachers and parents are telling you about after teenagers use these products, what are they saying?
A lot of them talk about them getting what they call nic sick. So, you know, because if you take nicotine in, actually even through a vape, although you do more of that, or a cigarette, you tend to have a puff and then you stop, and then you have a puff and then you stop. With this, the nicotine, it's a kind of constant drip form, and it's making a lot of them feel really violently sick, like vomity sick. So they call it nic sick. That's one of the side effects. Mm-hmm. But it raises your heart rate. You know, we don't know the impact on the teenage brain, but we do know that the teenage brain is incredibly vulnerable at this time, and that, you know, we don't want to be using substances that might cause problems.
And is it seen as perhaps a gateway for people into smoking?
Well, we've certainly seen that with the vape. So vaping, because they get that kind of nicotine addiction. We must not forget quite how addictive nicotine is. So you develop a nicotine addiction, and what we've seen with vapes is it has led to some people then moving into smoking, which obviously the idea was to stop that. So it's not something that I'm aware of at the moment, but I think it's something we should definitely be mindful about.
Yeah, and I mentioned there at the beginning that we have on TikTok, there are lots of influencers using this. Jamie Vardy, Premiership footballer, has admitted to using it too. So it's very hard for an anti-nicotine pouch campaign to compete with that level of promotion.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the FA and people like that have been working hard to sort of get particularly influencers like him to understand just how powerful their messaging is, and that actually they have a social responsibility to make sure that when they are on those social media platforms that they're not promoting products which could have a really serious impact on the health and well-being of young people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it must feel as though if you tackle one issue like vaping, another one pops up just as quickly to replace it or to work alongside it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like a game of whack-a-mole, isn't it? And I think, you know, the nature of being a young teenager and the way that, because of the way that their brain is wired, because of this separation from family and, you know, spending more time with peers, they are A, more impressionable, B, more influenceable, and C, more likely to seek out risk and novelty and excitement. And that's never changed. That's never been anything other than what it is.
Mm-hmm. Speaking to Paul there earlier, it's just very difficult for schools and indeed parents to deal with this because, you know, it's not detectable. They've come up with ways now to detect vapes, even though we don't have the same pungent smell as you would have from a cigarette. Mm. There are ways to detect whether people have been using vapes or not. With these things, it's impossible, is it?
Yeah, it's really, really difficult. And Paul made a very good point that actually, yes, okay, if you go in and you buy them in a supermarket and they tend to be near the tills and they look kind of, you know, they don't look too innocuous, too toxic or anything. So, you know, we kind of it would be easy to think they were okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that in terms of what schools are trying to do and what parents need to do, it's the same as we do for anything that is a risk for young people. We give them the information. We make sure that they've got the tools to be able to say no in the face of peer pressure, because we know that they're more likely to do these things in the presence of friends. So kind of, what is your get out of jail card? If you didn't want to do it, but somebody was pressurizing you, how could you say no if no felt too difficult to say? And then we have to give them the science and the information that they can hopefully make the choices that are right for them. But there are so many other factors that come into that, because you've got, you know, as I say, the developmental stage that they're in. You've got the fact that if children have low self-esteem, they're much more likely to become under pressure from peer pressure. You've also got the fact that actually some of them are much more risk-taking naturally in terms of their personality than others. So I think as parents and educators, we do what we've always done. We highlight the risk. We talk about the fact that, you know, that it's not good for you. It's not going to be helpful. Nicotine's very addictive. Once you set up a nicotine dependency, it's very difficult mm-hmm. to break. And we give them the tools to say no. And we also need to give them, I think, perhaps not quite so much with this, but some of that harm reduction. You know.
Okay. Alicia, thank you very much for joining us. That's Alicia Drummond, who's a therapist, and also to Paul Crone from the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at a related topic on the programme. We'll be asking whether shops near schools should be banned from selling vaping products, which continues to be a problem for our schools and for our teenagers in particular.